With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Governor Steve Bullock recently rallied his supporters in Missoula. His message was clear. There's a lot at stake in his re-election campaign against Republican challenger Greg Gianforte.
I need each and every one of you to talk to your friends, your neighbors. I need you to put bumper stickers on your cars because it is part of a continuing conversation. I don't want to wake up 120 days from now saying, oh, if only we'd done a little bit more. We'd continue to be the most fiscally prudent state in the country versus actually gutting our tax system, giving it to out-of-state corporations and millionaires.
Bullock and a few dozen supporters and volunteers were gathered to celebrate the opening of his newest campaign field office in downtown Missoula. The walls are lined with campaign posters of the Montana Democratic Party's top ballot candidates, but it's Bullock's field office and his red and white signs outnumber all the rest. Missoula resident Tom Dove is a longtime Bullock supporter. Dove, California's former deputy attorney general, says he's, quote, more than satisfied with Bullock's first gubernatorial term.
The governor has demonstrated to me a well-balanced approach to very complex issues. He has outstanding background knowledge. I know from his reputation as an attorney general that he was very highly respected.
That kind of loyal support is important, but it's that vast pool of undecided voters that really makes or breaks campaigns. Steve Bullock.
I was elected Montana's 24th governor when President Obama lost by 13 points. So we're a state that looks at individuals, not necessarily just to the political parties. Counting on that as well. And, you know, I got supporters from libertarians and vegetarians too, you know.
Bullock says it wouldn't surprise him if he even earns the support of some moderate Republicans come November.
I do expect business-based Republicans that recognize that more people are working in the state of Montana than ever before in our state's history, that J.P. Morgan said we're the most fiscally prudent state in the country, that want to also be investing in our public education system, moving the state forward. You know, I don't take any vote for granted.
Recent surveys have shown that outdoor recreation and public access issues are near and dear to Montanans of all political stripes. The Bullock campaign is constantly reminding Montanans that Greg Gianforte sued the state in 2009 to block public access to a family property along the East Gallatin River. Gianforte's campaign is now spending a lot of time and capital reassuring Montanans that public access was never blocked. The Republican says the suit was fundamentally about a misunderstanding over easement boundaries. And Bullock's critics say they aren't worried that he'll siphon off much Republican support. They're quick to remind voters that Bullock vetoed proposals last legislative session to cut state income taxes. Bullock has no regrets about those vetoes.
At the same time where we're recognized as the sixth best tax climate for businesses, I don't think we need to be giving big tax cuts to out-of-state corporations. So we'll continue to try to move the state forward. And I know that for the next 119 days, it's a bit of a silly season, so we're going to be hearing all kinds of things. But I'll continue to bring people together and responsibly lead with an eye toward the future.
Talking about bringing people together is one thing, doing it is something else altogether. Coal is an issue that tends to bitterly divide Montanans. To Bullock's left are environmentalists who want him to quickly abandon what they view to be an outdated, dirty energy source that has a very limited future. To his right are coal advocates who say it's an affordable energy source that creates jobs and grows Montana's economy. Colstrip resident Terry Taylor took Bullock to task during an energy roundtable in late May. He implied Bullock's not defending Montana coal aggressively enough.
We got to stand up and fight for what we believe in. We got a Governor Perry, we got a Governor Christie. You see them, they're standing up fighting for their state. We need you to get tough.
Governor Christie has had 8 credit downgradings in the last 5 years. And Governor Perry would sell off our public lands, which I think are one of our great equalizers.
Steve Bullock.
Certainly have been working with both the utilities and the workers in Colstrip as we plan our energy path forward. I think coal will continue to be a part of that energy path, but there's also some incredible opportunities as we rolled out in our energy blueprint.
He says those opportunities include wind development, grid upgrades, and intensive energy conservation efforts. Bullock says he wants another 4 years to flesh out those ideas.
We've taken some great steps forward, still have a heck of a lot of work to do. I have a lot of people that are saying that elections aren't all about money and millionaires. It's actually people talking to people that makes a difference.
You can find our coverage of the Gianforte campaign and Montana's other political races on our website, mtpr.org. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.